Okay, this is kind of a weird story, and it happened a while back, and I just haven't talked about it. I've been meaning to tell you guys this story. This was the day of Jub Jam in late May, so it was May 30th, right? Something. May 30th, May 31st. And I was at, it was the Friday of Jub Jam, and I was leaving the Statler Hotel, headed to the Longhorn Ballroom, riding down in an elevator. And I walk in, and there was a man in, looked to be his late 20s or 30s, beard, heavily tattooed, including facial tattoos, and he was with a kid that was about 8 years old. And he reached out his hand, and he said, "Hey, George, how's it going?" And I said, "Good. How are you?" Shook his hand. Just been busy. Just got back from New York, but glad to be back in Dallas, spend some time here. I went, "Doggone, that guy looks like Post Malone."
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And we both arrive in the lobby, and he said, "Hey, see you later." And I said, "Okay, see ya." And I didn't like go and immediately see a picture of Post Malone, so I don't know if it was him. So I have several questions. Number one, but after watching a live performance, not like in person, but I saw him some award show or something, and it was Post Malone. He's got a new album out. It's really good.
He has that big duet with Taylor Swift, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's on that. That's on her record.
Yeah.
Isn't he extremely identifiable?
Yeah.
Well, number one.
He's like
number
you'd one, either know,
know
or not.
But he had a hat on, and I've never seen him in person.
Okay.
And I think he has lost some weight, so he looked a little different. And outside of the beard and the facial tattoos, you would say, well, yeah, immediately. But number one, that's a little more common now than it was 20 years ago, the facial tattoos.
Right.
So he's not like the only one in the world that has them. But the thing that really threw me off is, this is why I think it wasn't Post Malone. I don't think he would stick out his hand and say, "Hey, George." I don't think he has any idea. He's a sports fan. He probably listens to the ticket. But
he's from here, so.
Yeah, from Grapevine. And I understand that, as he said, it's good to be back home. But I just don't know.
So this is from roughly that time in May, and he's wearing a hat there. Does that look like the man that accosted you?
Yes. Yeah, and I think he had on that hat, that Dallas hat, that, you know, with the backwards letters, whatever they call that brand.
Okay.
So,
I mean, that's like there
I think
aren't
I
that,
had a brush with Post Malone.
There aren't that many people that look like that.
Right, no. I know it.
No.
So what you're saying is you missed a chance to get his information and have him on our show.
Had him on our show.
Yes.
If he knew
I missed
you,
a lot, yeah.
Then he would probably come on the show.
Yeah. So Post, if that was you and you listened to the show.
Well, guaranteed that he walked away from that exchange going, "George has no idea who I am."
Right.
We good.
I tried to act like I knew who he was.
He's
like,
famous and you brushed him off.
I didn't brush him off. I said, "Hey, how's it going?"
Yeah, but he knows whether or not you're treating him as if you recognize him or not.
Am I supposed to call him Post?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, yes. He's not Pre-Malone anymore.
Ever called anyone Post?
Or dog or bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was very generic. "Hey, man, what's up?" So I acted like...
You "Hey, man, what's up?"
Yeah, the "Hey, man, what's up" rodeo was back in effect. That's also from 1998, but okay, so there you go. I may or may not have had a brush with greatness with Post Malone.
Way to go!